Chapter 105. The morning was cold like winter. Ron cradled a mug of coffee in his palms on the screened-in porch of Chris Calvin's house. The light was just coming up and birds were singing. Ron thought they had never lived in a place where birds singing was the dominant music of an early morning. The coffee felt warm. He was getting married. His mind was pulled like a magnet, not to his mother, but to his Aunt Dottie. Last Christmas Eve, he and Celeste had eaten at her family's house. It was the first time in his life that he'd done that. Marjorie was almost too wounded to speak. She accepted that he would be there on Christmas Day. Ron sipped the coffee and felt the bite of the air. It was going to be cold today. That night, Celeste heard that her Aunt Min had no place to be. It was the first time that Ron had seen her stand up to her father and mother. It was a sight to behold. She gave in about everything except the things that truly mattered to her. A transformation took place when those things were somehow insulted or disqualified or ignored. That metamorphosis exuded a certain power. Celeste said, "I'm going to bring Aunt Min here. I won't eat here without her." Tina objected. "No, it's supposed to be just us." Celeste moved in closely. She was taller than her younger sister. It wasn't a growl, but it was a tending in that direction. "I'm bringing our Aunt Min to dinner." Tina frowned, but the look in Celeste's eyes withered her mother and sister. Mario was annoyed and proud. They got into the car, and Celeste drove. She said, "My Aunt Min loved me like no one else has ever cared for me. She was just always on my side, and she's old, and I don't know how much longer she has." Ron loved her more deeply in that instant than he had ever loved a woman. "Let's get her." Ron cradled the cup in his palms and held it to his mouth. Aunt Min had white hair and smooth, powdered cheeks when he first saw her. She was wearing a shawl over a soft print dress. She kissed Celeste and stroked her face, and Ron watched Celeste beam and know that she felt the kind of warmth that he was yet to experience. Aunt Min lit up the table when they brought her back. Anna basked in the glow of her older sister, who had really been more of a mother to her. Tina felt the warmth of her loving eyes. Mario gazed at her and thought about Tony, her late husband, who had been so strong, so important, so rich. Ron sipped his morning coffee, closed his eyes. Then he opened them, looked down at his left pinky. The ring that Aunt Min gave him was there. It was copper. She told him that he had kind eyes. She told him that the ring would protect him. She smiled at Celeste after she said that. It was a blessing. Ron stretched his legs out, felt the cold of the day again. It was the end of March. What about a little out-like-a-lamb nonsense?